أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran and continuing with the ayat that begin with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Today we will look at an ayat again from Surah Al Imran. This time it's ayah 118. And I love this ayah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tattakhidhu bitanatam min dunikum. Do not take bitanas from other than your own people. Now, there's lots of words for friend in Arabic. But bitana comes from batan. Batan is your stomach. A bitana friend is someone who holds a secret. If I look at it literally, a secret in their belly, in their stomach, and doesn't regurgitate it. One whom you can confide in, a long-standing, trusting friend. He's a bitana. I call them in English a belly friend. I know that normally if you Googled a belly friend, it would say a friend who is pregnant with you. But change your thinking. Every time you think of bitana or a belly friend, it's that friend you can confide in. The one who's so close to you, who shares secrets with you, and who keeps your secrets. Absolutely phenomenal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, don't take bitana friends from other than yourselves. Then he continues to say why. Now, before I go there, remember this is talking to the people in Medina. They were already part of one big community, and then some of them became Muslims, but were still friends with the outside community. And in a state of war, friendships change, other loyalties manifest, and priorities change. I remember in 1995, when the former Yugoslavia split up, and I went to Trollhättan, where many of the Bosnians were housed, these refugees who were killed by their Serbs, and even by their own friends and neighbors when the split became as Muslims and non-Muslims. So people change. And here Allah is very specific. He says, لا تتخذوا, don't. He doesn't say, don't be friends with them or don't be nice to them or anything like that. He just says, don't be belly friends. Don't be secret friends. Don't share everything with them. Now he says why. He says, لا يعلونكم خبالا. They will do anything. They will not stop at anything to cause you harm. Khabala is harm. It's a long-lasting pain. Then he says, waddu ma anittum. Waddu comes from love. They love it when something distresses you. Qad batatil baghdha min afwahihim. And you can see that what they say out of their mouths, you can see that hatred, that bughs coming out. Wama tukhfi suduruhum akbar. But what is inside them is even greater. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We've made the communications clear to you, if only you will understand. And if you look at the next two ayat, they continue in the same thing. He says, you will love them, but they won't love you. هَا أَنْتُمْ أُولَاي تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. Because you're so clean inside, big-hearted, you will love them, they won't love you. He says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ. You believe in the whole of the book. وَإِذَا أَلْقُوكُمْ, and when you meet them, قَالُوا أَمَنَّا, they say, we believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا, but when they're alone, غَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. You know what they will do? They will bite their fingers in anger. It's a metaphor to say how angry they are. قُلْ مُوتُوا, say, die, بِغَيْظِكُمْ, in your rage. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what is in the chest. And then Allah continues in the next verse. He says, "In tamsaskum hasanatun." If good touches you, tasukhum, it grieves them. They get sad. Wa in tusibkum sayyatun tafarrahu biha. And if you are afflicted with something, with a misfortune, they get happy. Wa in tasbiru wa tattaku. But if you have sabr and you are God conscious, la yadhurrukum kaiduhum shay'an. Their scheme, their plans will not injure you, will not hurt you in any way. Inna Allaha bima ya'maluna muhit. Allah comprehends what you do. It's phenomenal, but maybe the take-home message is, are you a bitana to someone? Or do you have a bitana relationship? Do you have a belly friend? Or can you be a belly friend? Well, if you do, hold on to them. Don't let them go. because they are few and far between. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to be bitana friends. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.